Oil prices finished the year about $100 lower than they had been. Last summer, oil was approaching $150 per barrel, and some analysts predicted prices would keep going up. Instead, oil prices crashed and closed yesterday around $45. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
With oil-producing countries pledging a cut in production and unrest growing in the Middle East, it would seem oil prices should be heading up. Except they aren't. The reason?
It would be the economy and the perceived lack of demand in 2009.
That's Tim Hansen, a senior analyst with research company The Motley Fool. He says what happened this year was a total flip of the supply and demand curve.
6 months ago, when oil prices were so high, what everybody saw was that we are finding and drilling for fewer and fewer barrels of oil every year as we exhaust proven reserves, and that the demand for fuel product is going up very quickly, particularly in places like China and the other emerging economies.
But then came the financial crisis, and that had an impact on places like China, Hansen says, where dozens of factories shut down.
These things are all interconnected, and when factories slow down and start making less, you know, we're going to use less energy and oil prices are going to drop, which is, on the other end of things, cause drilling to slow down a little bit, which maybe in a few years causes oil prices to go back up a little bit.
And with OPEC, or the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, pledging to cut production as of today, Hansen says oil prices could be back on the rise. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.